This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Good evening. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, Isaac Ambrose. That was kind of funny with Mike Carmen. My apologies to everyone because I thought we were shifting gears, but we're going to do that to start off the 5 o'clock hour. Then we're going to do a little pick against the spread NFL style. The Bears. How you feeling, Derek, on this Bears game?
Yeesh.
Yeesh.
Allen Robinson is in concussion protocol, so that's not good news at all.
So he will not play?
Questionable.
Or something would have to happen, right. Okay. And then but you got the Saints, and is Michael Thomas? We said this will be the game Michael Thomas returns and goes 12 for 180.
Jeez. If he's back, then the Bears are
in trouble.
Big time in trouble. If he's not and A-Rob's out, this might be the ugliest game of the weekend.
Isn't it funny that, like, see, I'm going to ask you if this happens to you. So whenever, like, the Cardinals play a guy like Drew Brees, it's automatic he's going to have just a giant game. And yet, weeks leading up to it, he can just be, you know, just decent. And then all of a sudden against you, and it's like, why is that? Does that happen to the Bears?
No, because I...
Maybe not.
Maybe not the same way.
Okay.
I'll see Aaron Rodgers, and I don't really look at what he has done in the previous weeks. I know he's going to throw 4 or 5 touchdowns, but it's more so I'll probably see that the Saints have a terrible defense and the Bears won't score.
No. Yeah, and they'll hold the Bears to 7 points. So that would be funny. All right, we're going to head to the phone lines right now. Matthew Gordon joining us here on the Mettler Mix-Up. What's up, Matthew?
Not too much. How you doing, Lon?
We are good, man. I'm sorry we missed you last hour. We had a little backup of a guest, so we thought we'd give you the show here in the 5 o'clock hour, man. That's like drive time.
I like it. I like it.
All right, so we've got a listener submitted question. It's a long one, and I kind of understand where they're getting here, but I want to ask you this. All right, so the question was: do you guys know why it feels so good when you swing hard and connect with the ball? So, like, think baseball or golf. And that only happened to me in baseball maybe twice, but versus swinging and missing and it hurts, or when you make contact and your muscles feel good, or when you swing at thin air, you know, I mean, it's just a lot of stuff that can happen, but it is a weird feeling when you swing like through a baseball or a softball and you homer and you honestly feel nothing.
You know, I think one of the big things is, you know, when you're swinging, there's so many different things. We've talked about this before with golf swings, baseball swings, even, like, you know, tennis, any of your rotational sports. When you're really moving each segment of that chain, whether it, you know, you want to go top down or bottom up, but I always like bottom up. So if we're, you know, starting with the feet and you've got that load and then all of a sudden you just kind of explode through the leg, through the hip, up through the, like, the low back, going up that chain. If you do everything nice and sequentially, it shouldn't feel like you're over swinging.
Okay.
It should just be each group did its job. And I think that's why you'll hear guys all the time, man, I wasn't even swinging for that one. I was just trying to swing, and you know, you just send it out of the park, or you just rolled it onto the green of a par four.
Yeah.
What happens is when you really focus and you say, okay, I'm going to overswing, what happens is typically one of those dominoes falls too quickly, or one of those pieces of the chain goes too quickly. And so instead of having this nice, you know, domino effect or this nice, like, whip effect, now all of a sudden someone went too early and you're going to feel that. You're going to notice, like, my hip, my low back went before my hip.
Yep.
And now my hips are running into a low back that's already gone, and that doesn't feel good. So I think the one thing to think through anytime you're thinking swinging rotational sports is Don't try and kill the ball. Try and think through your rhythm. Try and let each piece of it do its job, and you'll notice that instantly you have a better feel and you'll have a better, you know, like distance. The other thing I would think through is really making sure from the bottom up that you actually have the mobility to do rotational sports.
Got it.
So hips on most people get very tight. You think about your normal activities. You know, we sit down, we stand up, we walk. Everything is AP or anterior posterior. But when was the last time you put your feet really wide and leaned over, you know, to the right and then over to the left? When was the last time you moved in the left and right plane? If you take your hip, like when you're sitting down, so your hips bent to 90 degrees. When was the last time you tried to rotate your foot out to the side so that it goes away from the other shin? Or when was the last time you tried to rotate it to see how high up the other shin it can get? If your hip can't rotate, if your hip can't move left and right, you're going to, whether it's every swing or every couple swings or whatever frequency, you're going to feel some clunking. You're going to feel some running into each other when you're doing swings, because again, that domino has already fallen.
Yep.
So whether it's you go out of sequence because you're trying to hit the ball a mile, or whether it's you don't actually have the range of motion to go in sequence, you know, you're going to feel that domino has fallen too early.
It's funny, Matthew, because I don't golf much anymore, but when I go out, it takes me about three holes to where I start talking to myself about getting my right hip through the swing. And so I'm a right-handed golfer. And if I'm on the tee box, I will literally, right before I you know, go back on my swing, I will tell myself, get your right hip through the swing. And I always found that if I did that, it kind of made everything else connect. Now, I was never a great golfer, but back in the day, I was pretty competitive. But it's just funny how we can kind of even mentally tell yourself, get that through. And that's important to do. And the other thing that I always remember really good golfers telling me is if it's a real windy day like today, swing softer and you will connect better with the ball, which makes, in your mind, it makes no sense because you feel the wind and you're like, man, I got to just hammer this. But it's if you just take a nice, easy swing, then a lot of times that does the trick.
Yeah, I think, you know, the best example is with baseball is it's the difference between pitching and aiming. Right?
That's
a pitcher who's
point.
Just in there throwing, he's not focused on every little detail. He's just letting it fly. And if you're really trying to crush the ball or you're trying to overthrow, you're not going to get anything. The guy right now that throughout the World Series made my jaw drop is the reliever for L.A., the guy who comes in, he throws like 102, and it looks like he's playing soft toss with a kid.
Exactly.
He's the guy who does the boom after he gets like pulled out or at the end of the inning. And I'm sitting there, the first time I saw him throw this year, I'd never seen him before this year, I see him throw, and I'm like, what, they bring the second baseman in? Because it just looked like he was tossing the ball to home plate.
Right.
And then I see, you know, the little miles per hour thing turn red because he broke triple digits. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening here? And if you watch his hips, I mean, it's no wonder his arm, I mean, this guy's probably going to be around forever because his arm is doing virtually nothing. He's just snapping these like NFL linebacker hips
right
through, and then it's just his arm is just whipping, but all of it is coming from his hips. And that's why, like, whatever rotational sport you're doing, you want your hips to be the power. Yeah. We always think pitching or hitting or golf or baseball, it's my hands. I got to get my hands through. And it's like, man, if you're focused on your hands, you've already missed the boat.
That's exactly right. You know, Matthew, we got to get going here, but do you not think that, like, when you're growing up in grade school and high school, you do PE and love it or hate it? I always loved it because I knew that would be my guaranteed A every semester. But couldn't we as adults stand to have PE every morning?
I would love it. Heck yeah.
I would too, man. Stretching, just, you know, things like that, and just get your blood flowing. And it would be fun, right? You get with the guys, do a little PE stuff, throw the football around. I think it'd be fantastic to do.
It would be fun, and it would probably increase my workload. So I like it from both sides.
I love it. Hey, I love Matthew Gordon. Great stuff as always. Doctor of Physical Therapy, the Mettler Center. They're going strong over there. It is the Mettler Mix-Up. Matthew, thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good one, Lon.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. That Matthew Gordon, we love our guys. Whoop, I just turned my own mic off. I don't know if I've ever done that. This is a weird day. We love our guys over at Mettler Center. They do a wonderful job. I know they've treated me and my shoulder, so make sure you give them a chance. If you're injured or anything, go in there and talk to them, and they'll get you on the straight and narrow.
Speaking of hips.
Yes.
Julio Jones with a hip injury removed from the injury report will play tonight against the Panthers.
So Ridley and Jones, I'm bullish. It's the third time I've said that word today. I don't think I've said that word in 5 years. So I'm going to say it again. I'm bullish on Carolina tonight, though, which means everyone else should be really bullish on Atlanta. That's the way I'm looking at that. All right, when we come back, speaking of that, we're going to pick against the spread in the NFL. We'll get that rolling next. It's The Drive.
You're tired of overpaying for steaks, aren't you? Well, how about looking for a great steak deal? Look no further than the Long Branch in downtown Gifford. Let Donnie and his staff take care of you. Friday, Saturday nights, you get three different steak deals. Get two 12-ounce strips, $45. Try two 8-ounce fillets, $53. Or combine the offers. Get one fillet and one New York strip, $50. That also includes two salads and up to four sides. Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9, downtown Gifford.
As the weather gets colder, check out Urbana Park District's new health and fitness classes at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are for all ages and abilities, ranging from yoga to Zumba, aerobics, and more. All classes follow COVID-19 safety protocols. To register, see their program guide online at urbanaparks.org or call 217-367-1544. At Urbana Park District, you belong here. urbanaparks.org.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Whoa. It's too early for that. Not at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We are ready for Thanksgiving early.
I haven't even bought my turkey yet.
You will need a dependable freezer to put it in before you buy.
It's too early to buy the best pumpkins for my pumpkin pie.
It's not too early to replace that old range that bakes unevenly.
Got that right.
Hey!
I'm going to put off replacing my microwave. Those Thanksgiving leftovers are a long ways off.
Better lock one in now at a great price.
Can I order it online and have it shipped to my house?
Have it shipped or installed online or come into the store. Our award-winning service and sales team is staffed and ready for the holidays. Get your Thanksgiving shopping done early and worry-free at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Great products are on sale now. If you wait, all you get are the leftovers.
This fall, our choice for Congress is clear. Lobbyist Betsy Londrigan is a Mike Madigan crony. In Springfield, Londrigan lined her pockets with Madigan's dirty insider deals. Then she took nearly $300,000 of Madigan's dirty money to buy a seat in Congress. Londrigan even took campaign cash from lobbyists under federal investigation for corruption and a rape cover-up. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan would make Washington worse. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is getting results for us. Rodney is taking on the big insurance companies to protect everyone with a pre-existing condition. And he's holding the big drug companies accountable to lower our prescription drug costs. And when the pandemic hit, Rodney secured lifeline loans for small businesses, helping to save over 2 million Illinois jobs. Rodney Davis is on our side.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
With the holidays upon us, it's easy to forego financial plans, but now is the time to organize and plan for the upcoming year. Here are a few issues to consider with the experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management. Let's talk tax planning. Maximize tax deductions across the board and plan your tax strategy for the coming year. If you're self-employed, there are a number of legitimate businesses expenses that can be deducted. Charitable contributions, giving can benefit your overall financial plan, decreasing current and future income taxes, reducing potential estate taxes, and helping to provide retirement income and college planning. That's important, yeah. Ron. You know,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You have a wide range of opportunities to save for your children or grandchildren. 529 plans, for example, offer tax breaks, and most let you save up to $300,000 per beneficiary. Start your end-of-year planning with the experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management and stay financially fit through next year and beyond. Busey.com is where you can find out more about them. Busey, Member FDIC.
The old 529 plan that I didn't take serious enough early on. Start saving now. Good College time. Is expensive. I don't know if you knew that.
I'm paying it back. Yeah, I do. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not alone in that one. All right, it's the Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. I'm hoping to get on a little bit of a groove now. Hey, and by the way,
yeah,
the White
I wasn't
Sox,
on it during that read. So
nah, that's
not
all right.
Bad.
It's, yeah. Look, we're all just having a day. We're just having a day.
Kind of weird.
I've called Isaac Ambrose. I've called him Isaac Trotter. I've just done everything
so
today.
So you know our picks are going to be rock solid.
Maybe this will be the day.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe this will be the day. Ambrose, we're going to have you help us out with this, if that's cool, on the NFL. By the way, the White Sox have hired Tony La Russa as their manager. We talked a little bit about it in the first hour, and we laugh because it's you sit there and you think, all right, that seems like a pretty good move, but then you look at Twitter or you read a lot of the White Sox fans and slash media type, and they hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would totally hate it.
Right. I don't want to go too far negative here. Now, I understand that if you're a White Sox fan and A.J. Hinch, who was just a World Series manager a few years ago, it's been more than a few years since Tony La Russa was in the dugout with players and everything. So I understand that part of it. But if he can just find a way to blend enough, to lead enough, to have the energy at 67 years old with that White Sox group, that's a really talented team. And I would trust him to make those baseball moves.
Because
as you said in the first hour, super prepared. You heard about Rick Renteria with his bullpen management, some of that in the postseason that was a downfall for them. Maybe Tony pulls the right strings.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as he vibes well with the players, I'm not saying he will. I understand that concern.
That's probably number one.
Then you have a lot of talent with one of the best managers to do it in quite some time.
I mean, he's been there, done that, right? A few times. Three World Series titles, I believe, for Tony. One in Oakland, two in St. Louis.
And I thought the text line brought up a good point. I don't think we mentioned it on air about managing some egos with McGuire, Canseco.
Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But it's been a while, too.
It has been. He was a lot younger then, but we'll see. I know somebody had also sent us the link to where the White Sox had put a thing up, a picture of Tony La Russa, and it said the White Sox new manager, and it was A.J. Hinch's signature. Did you see that?
No.
It's on our College of Aces text line. You'll have to see that when we go to the next break.
You just got to let Tim Anderson be him.
I agree.
What works for the White Sox, what worked this past year, keep that the same.
I think Tony will have to get it through his head that if his guy gets plunked, because, you know, if he's going to let Tim Anderson be Tim Anderson, and you have to, I mean, the guy's a machine, hitting machine, then it's going to invite things like that. And Tony is definitely old school when it comes to that. So we'll see. We'll see how we go. The other news that John Rothstein reported today, he had tweeted out all of the Big Ten ACC Challenge matchups, and Illinois will be facing Duke at Cameron Indoor. Now, again, not official, but John Rothstein's pretty close to being official. So, Derek, your take on that, obviously it kind of shows you where your program is in terms of not only competitiveness, but what those on a national stage think of what you have coming back this year. And we as Illinois fans understand what we have coming back. But to be able to get into the Big Ten ACC Challenge and not play Wake Forest or Georgia Tech or one of those teams, but to be squaring off with Duke, that kind of shows you where your program's at right now.
It's the blockbuster matchup of the event. It gets a ton of media attention. It'll be the game to watch that week on ESPN.
Yes.
And if you want to put together a resume to be a one seed in the NCAA tournament,
woo,
or to potentially be at one point in the season the number one ranked team in the country, win that game, beat Baylor, and then just wait for Gonzaga to lose one, or your resume might even be better than Gonzaga at that point.
Can you imagine being 5-0 with wins over Baylor and Duke?
Whew.
I would be all right with that.
I can imagine it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
But if Jeremy told me that I could cover that game and that I was going to be allowed in, and that the only way I could do it if I rode my bike to Durham right now.
You'd have to start now.
I would go.
You'd have to start now.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's going to be in about, a month and a few days is when that'll. So you will have to plot out how many miles you'll have to ride each day. But I would start
it's
tomorrow.
Not stuck to my face like Dumb and Dumber and everything. I'd go.
That John Denver I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Illinois and Duke. Yeah, baby. All right, Isaac Ambrose, you're joining us to rip through the NFL picks against the spread. You can add what you want, but we'll let you kind of lead us into each game. Well, actually, we always take turns on this, don't we? We'll let Isaac start. How about that? Then we'll go across the water. We'll go across the water. Yeah, that makes sense. Lante needs to be done.
Across the pond.
Yeah, Lon needs to be done with work today.
All righty.
I love doing this show from 4 to 6. It doesn't happen often, but there are a few times where I'm like, 6 o'clock can't get here quick enough. It cannot get here quick
enough.
When
we can't get anyone's name right,
right.
And call the right person. all righty, we're headed to Carolina, where the Falcons are taking on the Panthers tonight. The Panthers, 1.5-point favorites. Who are we taking?
And Julio Jones playing. According to Derek Piper. Look, the Falcons are solid. We know that. They're kind of a weird up and down. They score a lot, so they keep in games. But their defense, which has gotten maybe a little better as the season gone on, but it's still not very good. I'm going against Todd Gurley tonight. I elected not to play Matt Ryan tonight on my team. I'm all over Carolina and the -1 in this one. Take it to the bank. Carolina will come out, have a big game. They beat Atlanta in Atlanta earlier this year by a touchdown, or 6 or 7 right in there. I think Carolina comes out. I just feel it. I feel like they're going to have a big game. I don't know if McCaffrey's playing.
He's not.
Okay, he won't play, so Mike Davis will continue to play, and he'll run all over Atlanta. Give me Carolina to cover. I had it at 1, but it's -1.5. Definitely do that.
I think both running backs have big nights tonight. My boy Todd Gurley, yeah. As you've heard a lot on this station. Touchdown machine, tied for the most rushing touchdowns in football.
Ooh.
You can get him on DraftKings at -121 to score an anytime touchdown. I like that.
Really?
I like Mike Davis receptions.
Okay.
Because he catches the ball a lot out of the backfield, and Atlanta just kind of doesn't guard.
No.
Running backs are guard a hole. Anybody. Much a lot of anything.
So don't cover anybody.
I'm with you on picking the Panthers as much as it pains me to go against my boy Todd.
Okay, that's fair. Carolina this year has not been good against the run.
No.
Although in certain games they've been
except
decent.
Against Chicago.
Yeah, and Arizona, by the way. Except against our teams, yeah. They were good.
Curly ran for like 121 on 14 carries in the first matchup.
So he's gonna get his tonight.
All righty, I'm taking the Panthers as well.
Okay.
Next up, it's Tua time in Miami.
Yeah.
We have the Rams and the Dolphins. The Rams come in at 3.5-point favorites. Who are we taking?
I feel like, well, first of all, I have undervalued Miami all year. That's my bad. They have done a lot better than I thought. And, of course, they're going to start Tua, where I think that presents some problems in game one. I think it's the right move for Miami, but I think it will hurt them early. But you have to kind of give him the ball and let him see what he does. The Rams have been really good this year, and I feel like, Derek, they're kind of one of those quiet teams. Like, quietly, they're 5-2 or whatever, and they're just kind of a team that we keep waiting for them to just not do much because last year, I guess, but 2 years ago, they were incredible. Through all that, I'm still undervaluing the Dolphins. I'm going to take the Rams in the 3.5.
Yeah, you got to give the Dolphins some respect. What they did to the 49ers a couple weeks ago was pretty impressive. Now, especially looking back and what the Niners then went and did, they beat the Rams.
Yeah.
They beat the Patriots. Fitzmagic's not happy. Tua's going to struggle, I think, a little bit. I say that when...
Welcome to Aaron Donald.
Herbert's looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Burrow's looked great. But yeah, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey are two stars defensively that he has to deal with right off the bat. I'll take the Rams, who have run the football pretty well. They're obviously well-schemed with Sean McVay, and I just think they'll get it done.
Okay.
I'll take the Rams, too, because I bet against them last week and took the Bears, and that really didn't work. So they have to get right this week. All righty. Big matchup. We got the Colts headed to Detroit, taking on the Lions, and Phillip Rivers and the boys come in at 3-point favorites. Who are we taking?
This is stinky. This is one of those games I hate. I'm not going to go dive into a lot of this, but I think the Lions are a team that kind of sense that they are still a little bit in this race. I think Detroit shows up this weekend, so I'm going to go against the 3. I'll take Detroit and the 3 points to cover against the Indianapolis Colts.
It's just kind of scary that we're on the same wavelength pick ever pick. I don't know what that means.
Well, that is scary when I'm on, when you're on with me. Yeah, you should be scared.
Darius Leonard's back for the Colts defense, which is big for them because he's one of the best linebackers in football. We saw a big drop off of the Colts defense once he went out. I'm just going to go with who the better quarterback is. You mentioned that as maybe a strategy going forward.
Right.
Rivers has not been impressive.
No.
He might be washed up. Stafford, and I think this Lions team's, I said it a week ago or so, that they're going to start to be in the mix.
You
maybe
did.
Go on a little bit of a run here. I think it continues. They've won two in a row. Vikings, Washington after this. They win this one, and they might be passing off the Bears soon.
That's interesting.
I'm taking the Lions at home.
Okay.
I'm actually going to take the Colts. I like that Darius Leonard's coming back. The Lions' defense is nothing special. And, yes, they've won two in a row, but they beat the Jaguars and should have lost to Atlanta.
Yeah.
If Todd Gurley doesn't score.
Fair enough.
And it's almost like it's the Lions and they've won two in a row. Like, when do they ever win three in a row?
Right. They can't ever actually be legit. They just always like to get people's hopes up.
That's true.
All righty. The Browns, after last week's huge win over the Bengals, if you can call it huge. The Raiders are coming into town. The Browns are a 2.5-point favorite. Who we got?
I've overvalued Cleveland all year. And I've finally come to the conclusion that Cleveland is a little bit better than the other average teams. But they're not going to beat any team. They're never going to upset a team, in other words. So the Raiders are an average team, in my mind. So I'm taking the Browns, and I'm taking the 2.5 in this one.
Two bad defenses, I know that for sure. No Odell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know Baker's going to throw at least probably one. Not at least. He'll probably throw a pick six in there. He'll throw a pick for sure.
No doubt.
But I don't know. This is tough. I think there's going to be a lot of points.
The Raiders can score. What's the over-under on this one? 51?
Yeah, 51.
I'm taking the over there. If you bet that, I don't usually bet the over-under.
I don't want to sell the Raiders too much because you look at their recent games. They did beat the Chiefs. Last week they got hammered by the Bucs, but the Bucs are just really hitting their stride. Before that, the Raiders only lost by 7 to the Bills. You know what? I'll go Raiders, road dog.
Okay.
I'm taking Vegas, too. I like the Raiders. I think the Browns are kind of fake, and then when they lose Odell, it's just, I don't like what I see. I think Gruden's going to figure out Baker. Baker's best games are against teams that have only won one game.
That's fair.
Give me Vegas.
You know, it is true. I mean, they've lost Odell. They've lost Nick Chubb.
Yep.
So, you know, that's not easy to overcome that, even though it seemed like there were weeks where you didn't even know Odell Beckham Jr. was on the field. So it's weird.
Another note here, Myles Garrett has not practiced the past 2 days.
Oh, my.
That could be big.
Oh, that'd be huge.
That'd be huge. He's been the best pass rusher in football.
I'd wait till whenever this game starts to bet it and see if that's going to happen. If Myles Garrett isn't playing, then definitely go Vegas because they can score a lot of points. Steven from Chicago on the College of Aces text line asked, did you guys ever share how your reverse NFL picks went last week? Derek has them. Why don't we do that right now? Let's share that, and then we'll take a quick break and come back and rip through the rest of the game. So how did we do? Explain again
what
we did.
It was a little confusing. I'm glad that
you explained this.
So we came up with a consensus pick between the three of us, Lon, myself, and Trevor.
Okay.
The consensus choice for us, and then we had to go against it because all three of us were kind of on a bit of a cold streak.
So on that, a perfect example would be on the Las Vegas-Cleveland game. I went Cleveland. You guys went Vegas. So 2 out of 3 went Vegas. So what we did then is bet Cleveland.
Right.
That's what we
deemed the Raiders as our consensus.
Yep.
And then said, we got to fade ourselves.
And it was funny because when you had originally said, let's do this, I was thinking the other way, that we would figure out the consensus and then we would bet the consensus, not go the other way.
Right.
So we all got confused. And we ended up not doing it. Now, are we glad that we didn't do it? And I apologize. We sold a bill of goods, essentially, to our listeners who will never trust us again in our life.
We won't.
But how would we have done?
Either way would have turned out fine. Now, I almost texted you and Trevor and said, you know, if we did the plan that we had, we would have won the Jets and the Washington football team.
Unbelievable.
Which those are the two ones that I hated the most during the segment.
You physically got mad.
Yep. So our consensus picks were 8-6.
Wow.
If we would have faded those, we would have been 6-8.
Okay.
So we made a smart move by not doing the plan we had.
But even
it was close.
Isn't it funny?
Within one game.
Even the three of us that we feel like all of us watch enough football and know enough football, even then we would have lost 6 out of 14. This is why Vegas is Vegas, right? I mean, that's what it seems like. All right, when we come back, there you go, Steven. When we come back, we'll go through the rest of the NFL games, including the Bears and the Saints. In fact, let's do that one last, if that's cool. We'll do it all next. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255, I'm going to finish this Jolly Rancher. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group. But we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champaign with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champaign with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G, Champaign with Craig. I hope you listen.
Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard, a historic family-run farm in Southwest Champaign, featuring apples, pumpkins, outdoor activities, and large country store. Shop for specialty food items. Take home fresh apple cider or try the famous donuts and pies. Serving up great meals in the Flying Monkey Cafe all season long between 11 and 2. Free admission and parking. For details or apple alerts, visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Start a new family tradition this Halloween season. Hi, I'm Lindsay Quick with the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, and we invite you to join us for our first ever Scarecrow Hunt. Look for all the creepy, quirky, and creatively decorated scarecrows outside businesses all throughout Champaign County. Pick a day to take the kids on the Scarecrow Hunt and then post the photos of your favorites on social media with the hashtag Champaign County Scarecrows. We'll randomly choose one photo to win a $100 restaurant gift card. For a map of Scarecrow locations, visit champaigncounty.org.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of 4 Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of 4 light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street, or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
So when you get a call, Justin Stalter, our first responder of the month with Aero Ambulance, you don't know what you're going to.
Nope, you get the information from dispatch who, by the way, in highlighting first responders, we need to not forget our emergency dispatchers because none of this works without them. Great group of people for sure. But yeah, if you're waiting for tones to drop, it could be medical, it could be trauma. You just never know. The important thing is to approach every call the same way. You're not caught off guard when you do it that way.
When you get home at night, Justin, you see some things. Does it hit you that I just did XYZ, or are you able to separate all that?
You know, each person does it a little bit differently, but, you know, over the years, I have been able to kind of separate that, try to keep home a happy place, if you will. But there are times where you'll have, you know, kind of some things pop up in your head, and that's when it's important to you. You know, your peer support system and talk to those that understand the job.
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Hey Illini fans, it's your girl Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lonte and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Slow down.
What'd you say?
93.5. All right. How many more minutes do I have in the show?
Less than 20.
Okay. I can do this. I can do this. It's the Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper. Tomorrow's Friday. Isaac Ambrose in as well. Hans D will be here tomorrow. I need to get a hold of Hans and see if he can bring in some more Jolly Ranchers. Because I'm now eating the last two.
That's been a month or so, right?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Those things, they last, you know, because you're not firing through Jolly Ranchers very fast.
Otherwise, you need to see the dentist if you are.
That's exactly right. So
chomping on them.
All right, we are firing through the NFL right now. Picks against the spread. So far, we all took Carolina, Detroit, and the Rams. You guys took Vegas. I took Cleveland. You're caught up.
Correct. All righty. NFC North matchup. We got the Vikings at the Packers. The Packers, 7-point favorites. Who are we taking?
Okay, so I looked today on FanDuel, and it's 6.5, which I really like. I don't overthink this. The Vikings secondary is so bad. Aaron Rodgers is going to, he's drooling right now on a Thursday, waiting for this game to happen. I'm taking Green Bay and the points.
I'm with you, but I did a little bit of research just to make sure before I fired off here. The weather in Green Bay on Sunday.
Oh, no, that weather thing.
The high is 38. The wind is 25 miles an hour.
Yeesh.
So I don't love that for the passing game, but I am in agreement with you that if anybody's going to be able to throw the football,
yes,
it's going to be Rodgers versus Kirk Cousins. Scares me a little bit. I do like the Packers in a tease. If you can shave 6 points off that spread, pair it with something else.
Okay.
All the Packers have to do is win. Aaron Jones also has been missing practice, so I don't know if he's going to be in this game.
Yeah, he'll play. Isn't it funny, though? This would be one of those games that I would sit there on Sunday and the Vikings would be up 3 with like 2 minutes left. And I would have taken the Packers in 6.5, and I'd be sitting there going, this is why I don't bet.
I'm definitely not advocating for taking the Vikings. I'm pretty much in auto bet Rodgers mode the rest of the year.
But on paper, this should just be the Packers should win this game by 7 or more. But yet Sunday, I will have bet Green Bay to cover, Green Bay and the points, and Minnesota will take it. They'll kick a field goal. I just stop my own music. I just can't get out of here. I'm done. I'm done talking.
All righty.
Who are you taking?
For those that are thinking about, for some reason, taking the Vikings, Dalvin Cook is supposed to be back.
For those that are still listening to the show, I applaud you.
All righty.
For those about to rock, we salute you.
Hey, that was my walk-in song for high school football. Anyways.
Nice!
Patriots at the Bills. The Bills are -4. Cam Newton got pulled last week. Who are we taking?
Don't laugh at me, guys. Don't laugh at me. I've got a weird gut feeling about this because it's a division game against a team that has never beaten the other one. They've always been the stepbrother, and that's Buffalo to New England. There is no reason why you should take New England in this game. They have looked horrible the last 2 weeks. But I'm taking New England if you're going to give me 3.5 points. It's the dumbest bet of the day.
Yep. I don't know.
That's what I'm doing.
I was on New England last week, and they burned me.
They did. They looked horrible.
There's no way that they're going to lose at home to Jimmy G. That did happen. And now, news today, Julian Edelman had a knee procedure. He's going
to
be out.
You're just full of great. Maybe you need to go first on these, and then I'll.
The weapons there are just.
Yuck.
They're putrid. And that defense hasn't been as good. Of course, when they get
been
lit up by the Niners like they did, gave up 30-plus. I've been waiting for the Bills to bounce back, and they weren't impressive in that Jets game.
No.
Settled for a lot of field goals. I'm on the Bills.
Okay.
I think the Bills are winning.
I'm changing my mind if both of you go Bills.
I'm taking the Bills, too.
Okay.
I mean, Belichick is 35-5, I just found out, against the Bills. But Tom Brady's not in New England anymore.
That's a good point. Now, here's the game that I will switch to Buffalo, and I won't be watching it, but it'll crawl across the bottom line, and it'll be New England 28, Buffalo 3, and I'll be like, no! That's going to happen.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
This is what has happened.
Don't do it.
To my mental state of mind. Who's that singer that sang that? Jay-Z and
New York State of Mind.
New York State of Mind.
Alicia Keys.
I love her voice, especially in that song. That song, have you heard where, is it Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Where he comes on and, oh, man, that is pure. That is a stinking good song.
Empire State of Mind.
I did say it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we have an absolute barn burner in Kansas City. The Jets come to town. The Chiefs, 19.5 point favorites. Who we taking?
That's a lot. That is a lot of points, guys. But I said from the get-go, always take Mahomes in the points. So I'll take KC at 19.5. That is a lot of points.
Isaac called this a barn burner. You're going to have to burn down the Jets owner's barn for him to fire Adam Gase, because it's just, I have no idea why he still has a job other than to purposely lose.
Right. I think that's what it is.
There's no reason for this to be anywhere close. If the Chiefs even care, which I do wonder that sometimes, they just get bored.
I do too. And at 19.5, there should be a rule, an unwritten rule, that you never, especially in the NFL, take a point total this big. You should always go against it.
Chiefs.
I'm taking Chiefs, the Chiefs too. Chiefs. Jameson Crowder, the only serviceable receiver for the Jets, is supposed to not play. Ugh. And if the Chiefs don't win by 28, there should be a freak out on Kansas City radio on Monday morning.
Okay, that's fair. We'll get Rob Collins on, the former Channel 3 dude.
Or Tyler Underwood.
Or Tyler, that's right. That's a good point.
All righty. This is actually going to be a barn burner. The Steelers undefeated heading to Baltimore to take on Lamar Jackson. The Ravens, though, are 3.5 point favorites.
Tasty. Boy, the Steelers have been so impressive. So stinking impressive. I know that I come on these airwaves every week and I yell at the Steelers because I hate them. And everybody out there knows that. They know I hate the Steelers. There's more than one reason for that, including the 09 Super Bowl. Guys, I just like Baltimore to win this game. I like Lamar and Baltimore to finally knock off Pittsburgh. They've got to lose at some point, we think. I'm going to go Baltimore in the 3.5. I hate the hook.
Definitely, I hate the hook too. And it's hard to just convince yourself from what you've seen from the Ravens, because this is a team that last year could not be stopped on the ground.
Nope.
Lamar was ridiculous on the way to the MVP, and he has not lived up to it. And I have, if you're a Mark Ingram fantasy owner, J.K. Dobbins, or anybody in that backfield, you're not happy because they're not getting it done.
Give the ball to Dobbins.
But similar to when the Bucs hosted the Packers in a game that was just huge for their season and they had extra time to prepare for it.
Good point.
The Ravens are coming off a bye. The Steelers have had some tough games that they've won. This line stinks, and I got to be with you. I'm taking Baltimore.
Okay.
I'm actually taking the Steelers.
All right.
I think the thing that's been really cool about Pittsburgh is you hear about the steel curtain and the defense and how it's been awesome, but their offense has actually been solid too. Just a couple weeks ago, they put up a 38 on a Browns defense that's supposed to be good now, I guess. I like, and Lamar has his struggles against really good teams. Pittsburgh is going to put up points, and I think they'll be able to keep them 28-24, so the spread's going to be pretty much
That's fair. Steelers will always be in a game. You know, they run the ball well with Connor. Ben Roethlisberger is an absolute professional. I just think Baltimore in the end gets this one done.
All righty. The Titans at Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals. The Titans are favored by 6 points. Who are we taking?
I'm going Burrow and Cincinnati to cover. They're not going to win. I've got them covering this game. I've been impressed with Cincinnati. With Joe Burrow, excuse me. I've been impressed with him. Tennessee, they should win this game by a couple touchdowns. I think Cincinnati's going to hang in there.
A dangerous combination when you look at the Bengals defense, especially their rush defense against a Titans team that's going to come back a little bit angry from losing to the Patriots or to the Steelers and handing the ball to Derrick Henry. At the same time, they don't call him Joey Covers for nothing. He's covered 5 out of the last 6.
Yeah, baby.
Let's do it again.
Boom.
I'm actually going to take the Bengals as well.
Nice.
Because if you take out the Bills game a few weeks ago and the Titans won big, they've only won the rest of their games by a combined 15 points.
Mm.
So I could easily see the Bengals losing by 3 or 4.
There you go.
So I like Joey in this one.
I like it.
All righty. We're going to leave Saints and Bears for later.
Yes.
49ers at Seahawks after that tough loss to Lions, Cardinals. The Seahawks, though, are favored by 3.
Do not overthink it. Take Seattle and the 3. San Francisco has done a lot more than what I thought. After losing the first week to Arizona, after succumbing to so many injuries, they have actually been very impressive. But take Seattle. Take Seattle in the 3 and run to the bank.
You said it all right there. I'm still not buying San Francisco. I know their record's above 500, but bounce back spot for Seattle at home. Give me Seattle.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks. No way Russ loses again. And Jimmy G has really not been very impressive.
He's not.
But I know the Seahawks defense is probably the worst in the league. I like it close, but the Seahawks to win by a score, a touchdown.
Okay.
So give me the Seahawks. All righty. Chargers at the Denver Broncos, Herbert and Locke. This is, I don't see the line on here. The over-under is 44.5.
I had a +3 Denver.
I saw that too. The sheet says pick 'em, but I've seen 3.
Okay. I'm going to go Denver at +3. Basically, it's a pick 'em game because it's at Denver. They're giving them 3 points. Do they still do that with no crowd? I'm going to go Denver +3, but I'm not betting this one. I don't have a good feel for this.
I'm on the Chargers side just because the difference between Justin Herbert and Drew Locke.
That's fair.
Is enormous.
That's fair. Maybe I need to go back to what I had. That's a good point.
Yeah, I love Justin Herbert, and I think his weapons are better, so give
fair
me the
enough.
Chargers. All right. For some reason, the NFC East always gets the big games, even when they're horrendous. So they're playing Sunday night.
Yeah, of course.
You got the Cowboys heading to Philadelphia. DiNucci and Wentz, the biggest quarterback matchup of the week. Eagles are 9.5-point favorites.
I just can't trust I can't trust Philadelphia that many points.
It's a ton of points.
I cannot trust Philadelphia in that many points. I'm going to go Dallas and give me the 9.5.
I know I mentioned teaser earlier. I think great candidates are the Eagles. Take 6 off of them. The Chiefs could take 6 off of 19.5 or the Packers again. If I do have to pick this on the actual spread, I'm taking the Eagles because I think the Cowboys are that bad.
Okay.
I'm with Derek. The Eagles are going to win by 10 or more. The Cowboys' defense is horrendous. DiNucci is a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Has to start. Give me the Eagles.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Bucks and Giants on Monday night. The Bucks are 10.5-point favorites at the Meadowlands.
I know where Derek's going here.
Of course you do.
I know where Derek's going, and I'm with you. You've convinced me to do it. I'll take the Buccaneers in the 10.5. I don't like the half. I don't like the hook there. But they're going to beat the Giants by 11 or more.
The Bucs lost a heartbreaker last year to the Giants, 32-31. And I think you know Tom Brady's history with the Giants. They're going to want to win and win big.
Yes.
Buccaneers.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom Brady is... I bet Joe Judge is having nightmares thinking about Tom Brady right now. So give me the Bucks. And then...
No, wait. We're going to take a break.
We're taking a break.
When we come back, we'll do the Bears and the Saints. It's the drive.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for just the 3 or 4 loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenage, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. Unlike most banks, with just one application and one credit pull, I can shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation to find the best loan product for you. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Fighting Illini football is right around the corner. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Bummed out about no tailgating this football season?
Welcome to Moe's!
Tailgate at home this year with a meal kit from Moe's. Choose from a choice of their nachos kit, tacos kit, or fajitas kit. All kits come with your choice of meats along with beans, pico de gallo, Moe's famous queso, and of course, free chips and salsa on the side. Each kit serves 4 to 6. Visit Moe's.com or call the Champagne Moe's 352-6637. Available for pickup or delivery. ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Derek Piker. Piker? Piper.
Might as well be.
And Isaac Ambrose. All right, Isaac, we're on our last game.
All righty, the big matchup. Saints.
Piker.
At Soldier Field, taking on the Chicago Bears. The Saints are 4.5-point favorites. Who we got?
I don't know why I always feel comfortable doing this, but I think the Bears keep this a close game. I'm not sure they win, but they keep it a close game. I like the 4.5 spread. I'll go Bears. To cover, not to win.
Okay. I like it, but I thought I knew where I was going. Checked some things in the break. Michael Thomas returned to practice today. Allen Robinson held out of practice today. That's going to tilt the scales.
Oh, boy.
Saints minus 4.5, and the under is really, over-under is really low at 43.5. I think it might be a good under spot still.
Okay.
Cold and 25-mile-an-hour winds in that one, too.
Oh, yuck.
Drew Brees won't like that in the Bears offense. No. You could play anywhere in the country.
I'm taking the Saints. I think the Michael Thomas, Allen Robinson point Derek made is huge. And I like Alvin Kamara to score some touchdowns. So give me the Saints by 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's at Soldier?
At Soldier.
Well, we'll see. All right, there's your picks. Tomorrow we'll do a little Who You Got college football. What else are we doing tomorrow? Oh, Katie Underwood.
That's right. Tell us about iFund All Access. Okay. Kind of a cool behind-the-scenes thing for iFund donors.
Yeah, I got the email one day, and I'm like, what does this even mean? And I started reading. I'm like, it's kind of cool. So I hate to do it, but that's Brad Underwood's daughter. Because Katie's probably like, hey, you don't have to say that. Just say Katie Underwood. I don't need that as well. So, no, but I'm sure she's proud of her father. So, we'll talk to Katie. We'll ask her how crazy Sundays are with the Chiefs in the Underwood house. That will be fun to talk to her tomorrow. All right, we'll do that. Who you got? A lot more. Thanks, Isaac.
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody have a great night. I cannot. We're done.
You made it.
We're done.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.